The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
You're listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. with Lindsay Ward and Sir Rockin.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back, guys, with Season 2, Episode 15 of Ms. and Mrs. The hiatus is over.
Yes. Thankfully.
Oh, I'm so happy this is back. Thank you guys to Ms. and Maurice and the entire family for making this, and the crew and USA and everybody, because God, have I missed this show so much.
Yeah.
So much. Oh my goodness. Where to start? Well, basically, we are at Castle Marmiz, and Miz is doing an interview talking about how much he loves the family and the kids and life and how perfect it is, except, well, Marjo comes in to clean the room, and he's like, hey, I'm on a phone call. And she's like, all right, one more minute. And then his mom walks in to vacuum, and he's like, I'm doing an interview. And she's like, meh, whatever. So then he leaves the room, and...
No, he walked into another room, and she was in there vacuuming.
Oh, that's right. She was in there vacuuming. And then he walked into another room, and there's Maurice and the girls playing, making noise. He goes into another room, and there's his dad sleeping, and he ends up outside in the playhouse doing the interview, talking about how perfect his life is. Now, he has everything he wants. He doesn't want to sound ungrateful at all, right? Mm-hmm. He has a beautiful wife, a beautiful family, a beautiful house. It's 10,000 square feet. It's glorious, except there's Ms. Maurice, the two girls, Marjo, Mrs. Mom, and Mrs. Dad all living in this house together.
Or occupying. I don't think the dad lives there, but he's there.
No, I think he lives there.
I thought they said he wasn't there, but I could have heard wrong.
No, if he's there like all the time, I think I remember from last, like before the hiatus, I think George moved out there when he retired, and he's living with them because the mom lives with them full time.
That's a lot of people in one giant house.
Yeah, I mean, even though it's 10,000 square feet, that's a lot of people. And essentially, Miz has nowhere to get away from it all. He has nowhere to take private business calls. He's nowhere to really do anything. You know, Maurice has her space. Everybody else has their space except for Miz.
Maurice mentioned she goes into her closet to get some quiet.
Yeah. Like, she doesn't really have anywhere to go either, but at least she has her closet. So, we cut to the beautiful people that renovated their house for them, and they're talking about putting a new chandelier in the foyer, because the one that they have, just, it's a little dated. It's very nice, but it's a little dated, so they want to update it and get something longer. Same thing with another light fixture in another part of the house. So, they're discussing it, and they're walking around the house. The guy's name is Vince, and they're making notes and everything, and then Vince and Miz are on the stairs.
No, you're missing one thing.
Hmm.
When replacing the chandelier.
Hmm.
Maurice likes it huge.
She likes it huge, yes.
He made sure to mention she likes it huge. And the look she gave was like, okay.
You know, he's just trying to get it in wherever he can. So, Miz and Vince are walking around the house, and Vince goes, well, what do you want to do with this room? And they pause on the staircase by a little bookshelf, and Miz is like, what room? Well, this room. And Vince pushes on the bookcase and opens a secret door to a secret room in the stairs.
Hmm, the secret room.
And it's like Miz's prayers have been answered. The people even left a TV.
They did.
And so he claims it as his man cave. And he decorates it as any 30-something, almost 40-year-old going on 12 would decorate a man cave. There's posters. There's all his title belts. There's his action figures. He's got a drum set in there, like a digital drum set that he can listen to on his headphones. He's got the TV, you know, the whole nine yards, but it's his private space that he can get to. And he asks the all-important question, does Maurice know about this room? And the response is, well, if you didn't know about it, chances are she doesn't know about it. And Miz is like, it's all mine. Don't tell my wife.
Exactly.
So, Maurice is a busy woman. She's getting ready to launch her Volition skincare, which from everything I've heard, it's wonderful, and you should check it out. It's in a lot of retailers everywhere, so please, please, please go check it out. They want to send, like, a review thing. That would be cool, but they don't have to. Just throwing that out there. I actually do want to try it, because it does look nice. But Maurice is trying to get ready for launch. She's got a lot of stuff on her plate. She's a busy, busy lady. So, Miz decides to help his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be a good husband, which you can't fault him for doing this. You really can't. He's trying to help her out. He knows how much she's got going on. So it's like, hey, let me relieve this burden for you. So he presents her with a PR package, which is the sample package that they send out for reviews to everybody. And so he sets this box down in front of her that looks like it came from Hobby Lobby. He tried. And she's like, okay, all right. She's a little scared. And she opens the box. And as she opens it up, a massive, massive glitter bomb goes off in her face.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she had it. I'm surprised she's not blind from how much glitter was in her face. And she's like, and what's worse is she's got a meeting in like 4 minutes, so she can't even really clean up. So it's like, she's like, maybe it's a bit much. And Miz is like, I come from a long line of people who overdo it, so we can scale it back. The glitter bomb might have been a bit much.
Just a little bit.
Just a smidge. So Maurice is like, thanks, but no thanks. Appreciate the effort, but please don't help me. So Miz decides, you know, well, she needs help with a commercial for the PR package, or like a promo video for the PR package. He's like, I could do that for her. That's easy. I work in TV. I can do that, right? So he gets his good buddy, John Morrison, who happened to major in film.
Just so happens.
Which explains a couple things that we've seen on TV with the two of them as of recent.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets Morrison and he's like, hey, you know, let's create a PR commercial for my wife, for Volition, to help her out. Because again, she's got a lot going on. So yeah. I want to be a good husband and I want to help her.
Makes sense.
You know, his heart was so in the right place and it's so sweet of him. And they brainstorm these ideas and they come up with stuff and basically they settle on like the Calvin Klein-esque black and white style ads / promo videos from the 90s
mm-hmm.
where they don't have to make sense. So they start filming around the house and we'll get to that in a minute, but just, oh God, just the commercial. Oh God. But that's for another time because Miz has more important things. He has to decorate his Miz cave.
Yep, with Maurice away, it's time to decorate.
She has meetings, she has lunch stuff, so he's like, I'm going to decorate my man cave, I'm going to do it up. He starts playing his little drum set, and what he doesn't anticipate is that sound travels, even on a silent drum set, because you still hear the drumsticks hitting the pads. And Marjo hears the noises, and she's like, WTF, what's going on? And she thinks someone's in the house, so she goes and she gets George. And she's like, I think someone's in the house, or I think that the house is haunted. And they're looking around and they can't find the noise. They don't know where it is. So Marjo freaks out and she calls Maurice and she's like, something's going on. Somebody's in the house, something, you know, or the house is haunted. And she starts going in hysterics. Maurice is at the lab for the skincare stuff. And she's like, I can't go home now. Marjo hangs up on her. And Maurice is like, well, I guess I gotta go home. So she rushes home. Marjo is still freaking out. Miz has emerged from his Miz cave. And they start talking about how they were hearing sounds in the walls and that somebody was in the house. And Miz was like, nobody was in the house. And he kind of walks out and they're like, well, where were you? And he's like, I was taking a nap. Since when? Since I was very tired. Well, did you not hear me screaming? I'm a heavy sleeper. Maurice is like, no, you're not. And Miz is like, create distractions. And he finally tells Marjo to calm her tit, basically, because he's like, there's nothing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Not realizing that he had gotten caught. So Morrison comes over. They're shooting the video. You have Miz doing like a deer and what else? He's modeling, basically, as Morrison is shooting. And they get, and basically, you know, the video's produced. Morrison comes over to show it. And it's just, how would you even describe it?
There are no words to describe it.
I know Big E was rubbing his nipple in it at one point. That was a surprise.
That was a surprise.
I wasn't expecting Big E in there at all.
I don't think anyone was. I don't think Maurice was either.
Yeah, it's like it's Miz and he's doing all the stuff that we saw them shooting. And then, boom, there's Big E just like massaging his pec on camera. And so it's a little, it's like, oh, okay, this is awkward. And to say the least, Maurice isn't impressed.
No.
She doesn't like the video.
No.
She appreciates the effort.
Because she has her own vision.
Yes, she knows what she wants. She has her own ideas. And like I said, Mrs. Hart was absolutely in the right place. He was trying to help her out. She appreciates that he was trying to help her out, but don't help me.
Right. Just, yeah.
Leave everything to me. And he's like, okay. Like,
don't ever take anything off my plate. I like my... She likes a full plate.
Yeah. Especially when it comes to this, where this is very clearly a passion project for her. She wants everything to be exactly how she wants it.
Yep.
There is no compromising here. There is no sacrificing here. It is going to be how I want it, damn it, or else. And I respect that wholeheartedly. I mean, I truly do. So go off, Maurice. Go off, do your thing. So she's out in the garden. She's taking pictures for Volition. She's doing a photo shoot to basically realize her vision. And Miz is like, well, since you're doing a photo shoot and these generally take all day, I'm going to go for a jog, in quotations.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning he's going to go off to the Miz cave.
Yep, pretty much, yeah. That's what he did.
And he would have gotten away with it if it weren't for those pesky sprinklers.
So, something we forgot to mention at the beginning. Miz and his father were trying to fix the sprinklers, and, well, they didn't quite get them fixed.
Nope, they didn't. And Maurice, as a result, gets absolutely soaked because of the sprinklers. She falls face down trying to get out of the plants and the bushes and everything. And she goes to find Miz. She can't find him. She thinks he's out jogging. And so she calls him. And, well, she hears a very familiar ringtone in the walls. And she tracks down the ringtone, finds the secret door, and there in his Miz cave, in all of his glory, with stale pizza in the corner, because ew, is the Miz.
And he's like, crap.
So, Maurice, basically, she's like, WTF is this? And he's like, it's my Miz cave. And so, basically, she's upset at him for the sprinklers, but she goes on to continue her photo shoot. She gets herself cleaned up. And Miz responds by cleaning out the Miz cave. He got caught.
He was so sad when he was doing it.
I was like, oh, this was my space. This was my room. And Maurice is like, you know what? You can keep it. She just wasn't sure why it was a secret. And I can understand why he kind of kept it a secret.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, it's my space, right? It's mine. Nobody else can come in it if they don't know about it. And it's like the one place in the house that he can go, and he can shut the little bookcase door, and they can't bother him in there because they can't find him. And as long as he's quiet, they don't know he's in there.
Yeah.
So again, it's like Maurice in her closet. Miz now has his cupboard under the stairs.
Yep.
Does make him Harry Potter?
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe.
I mean, there's a bookcase door and everything. I don't know. But anyway, so she's like, just keep it. It's fine. And to make sure that everything is good to go, she gives him a Baywatch-esque poster for his Miz cave. She even autographs it for him. And he's like, it's going to get a lot of use.
And she's like, ew.
He's like, I'm going to look at it a lot. And she's like, stares into the camera as if she was in the office. He's like, right. And best of all, as we close the episode, Maurice has a wonderful meeting about her skincare. We got to see her have a mood board to show off the photos that she had taken and the direction that she wants to go with the advertising. And everybody's on board because it's the founders of Volition and everybody's with her. They're on board. They're like, yes, absolutely do the thing. We love where you're going with this. So she's on track. And that closes episode 15. I thought this was great. Like I said, this was such a breath of fresh air in my life.
With all the seriousness and all the just everything going on, this show, as you mentioned, is a breath of fresh air.
It's just quick little 30-minute bites. That's all it is. That's all you really need. And I love how they don't take themselves too seriously. Like, they have serious moments, but it's not, like, overwhelming drama. We said that about the show before. But yeah, it's back, and it's better than ever, and I'm so happy it's back.
Yeah.
And I can't wait till the next episode.
It's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be a blast.
Amazing.
And with that, I think we're done.
We are now. Make sure you check out our night one review of WrestleMania now available. We'll be live this Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, review night two of WrestleMania. At Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio. Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms and wherever you get your podcasts.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lindsay Ward, LNSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews Ms. and Mrs. Edition, and we will be back with episode 16. You don't want to miss it. Till then, bye!